Okay. Now we're starting. Okay. Morning. We're starting Shalom with Hay. Chavis Shenishbara. You have a big barrel of wine. Matzili Mimena Muslim Shalosh Tzuvos. Let's say you have a big barrel of wine you're going to use, you're planning to use to drink from, whatever, and it cracked open. So you're allowed to go ahead and save, take out to Rishus Arabim, not Rishus Arabim, to, you know, out of your chotzer, out of wherever it is. Muslim Shalosh Sudo, it's a field of a Kalim Harbit. The chash over here is not that you're gonna put it, there's nothing to put out, but you might come to carry it out into Rishus Arabim or something. So you're only allowed to save enough for three sudos, a field of a Kalim Harbit. Even when we have like small cups, things like that. However, if you have a very large bucket, something, I don't know, whatever, then you'd be allowed to go ahead and save as much as you want. And you are allowed to say to other people, oh, come, you know, free drinks, you know, whatever, come and you know, come enjoy. As long as you don't, you know, soak it up, the Heine Shalot Yosim Asfoig Umachma Yayin Lachzor Ulahatifo. You don't, if it was a crack there and you stick some sort of towel or some sort of, you know, something absorbent there to stop it so that it only drips, you can't do Xerishem Ayitzchot because maybe you're going to go ahead and squeeze that, towel, sponge, whatever it is. Afilo Im Yesh Lo Beis Achiza, even if this sponge has a handle, which we said before that there's no issue of schita with that. Here it's also the lekach shash schita also shelo yasek derech she'oisa b'chol, because this is something which is called uvza d'chol, which then you come across numerous places. As a general, it seems to be a machlokes in biurim whether uvza d'chol is something that you might come to go ahead and to do. Oh, the point is, the question is, it's just not doing something Shabbistic. It's like a bizarre of Shabbos. Or the problem is, you're going to come to do it once you start doing Uvdin Dechol, you're going to come to forget that Shabbos and do other malachos. How Uvdin Dechol works is either, like I said, something which is dome to malacha you do on Chol. Ramesha seems to understand, leave the names out, because I don't know if I quote it wrong. The other shita is that it's how efficient the thing, you know, what you're doing is. So therefore, if you're doing something very efficient, that's uvda d'chol, because it's dumb to what you do, you know, during the week, and you might come to do other things. So therefore, taking this sponge, generally you're right, you have a sponge with a little handle or something, it's okay to move that around, and no problem even if it's soaked. But over here, you want to put this thing in and try to plug it up or try to sop it up, whatever it is. So that would be a problem because it's uvdin d'chol, because that's how you do it during the week. You can't smear your hand with thick oil or something and try to put it on the edge of the kli where it's dripping so that it slows it down. That's a bit of a machik. Talking about a case of a large barrel or whatever that broke. Shabohu, that's only, you know, he's gonna lose everything. You're gonna come to fix it. Here, right. It sounds like you come to take it out, you're gonna come to, you know, to close it and to fix it. Well, in nistak, if it's just cracked, avid tif, it's dripping out. Mutu lahatzil b'kelim, then you could just take kelim, put it underneath, likla l'tzarev, and to go ahead and to gather it up. This is only talking about you want to take it out from one chotzer to the other. This is only because here we matter some sort of Chotzah, Drabonah, whatever. But if it's within, you know, the bias of your Ma'ariv, Matzil v'chol inyan, there's no problem of carrying, so therefore you can mount to however you want. She's bar le'al gabit leka, if there's no issue of carrying, then we're not Chotzah, we're not Choshish.
David, about the oil on the hand, is it, I think maybe, is it not talking about we where a chavis of oil broke, and you kind of mop it up, so you take a handful of oil and you wipe it on the side of a whole kli. Is that what that is?
I thought I understood it differently. I know I had to Gemara. I could have not. That's why I understood it, but I can, give me a second, I want more clarity here.
Hold on a second. Rashi
and Gemara says it's in the chol. It was in the chol, meaning you're saying Rashi and Gemara says that it's, that it was, one second. I can clarify it at a different point. It might be right. It might be talking about that. It's because of the chol. I don't know if it's talking about a barrel of shemen. I'll look in the Gemara. I'll look it up. In the Ishra Chavis Barosh Gago, and maybe Kli Meniach Tachteha, if chavis broke on his roof, you can go ahead and put a kli underneath it to catch whatever is dripping. If you want to be kli acher yikloit, the kabel bin kiluach, but over the acher shiar bin agag, that you shouldn't go ahead, maybe kli acher yitzar filso the rosh agag, that you shouldn't go ahead and put one on the bottom, one in the middle, hang it, whatever, hang one on towards the top. In matzil b'kli echa, matzil fil kolay umetzarif, even if you go ahead and you, if you try to catch from a few different kalim, or catch from a few different spots, because the problem is that maybe you're gonna go ahead and get more kalim, and you're gonna go carry it, and things like that. But again, with gimel sudos, that's okay. You're allowed to go ahead and get a few other, two other kalim, that's okay. The problem is you're trying to catch everything and keep on bringing other kalim and put the, whatever you're gonna come to carry. These damala orchim, if suddenly, suddenly guests show up, and they, cracked open, maybe kli acher, v'kolik kli acher, v'yitzarif, then you bring, you take another kli, and you could go ahead and put it together. You can't like do harama. I'm going to go ahead and take a few kalim and then call invite your neighbors over. And you definitely can't be marim to go ahead and Shabbos afternoon. You invite after the suda. You invite your neighbor over. To go ahead and to. Let's have some food. Oh, it's dripping, whatever. We can have some of this, whatever it is. Yeah, you can't do it. The Magen Avraham brings the rabbin and says, have some moment you can do harama. I go, me, I'm over, also, you should call it, v'achachach zibin archim mutter. It's only l'chachila. If you did kli, if you're kolet, even if you didn't have archim, then it would be also a knas. Dalit in Yosef Tir.
Is that a term of orchim that you swap out the kli that's collecting it with a new kli and then you use the one that you collected?
There's an idea of kolay and tsarif where choshish he's going to go ahead and bring. He first brings like a whole bunch of kalim.
Understood.
Right.
What's he doing?
No. Then again, we have to weigh everything. To weigh everything. No, if you have orchid, then you need to have a bunch of kalim to serve the orchid. More food. You need more food, so therefore, you can go ahead and bring more kalim to catch whatever wine, whatever it is dripping. Then you take more kalim. There's a chashash. Maybe you'll be bahul and you'll carry more. Whatever, but for orchid, we're not the chashash, basically. There's no change in the thing, just for orchid, we're making it. Dalim, diyazuv tirosh begigish al anovim. If tirosh, if grape juice is dripping from a thing of grapes, that weren't stomped yet, but imsa also hadelif inerori sharia mashkin shazavu asurim. Again, these liquid is also because it's also the rabbanim because of shemayitzchoit. It's also to put a kli underneath because you can't catch muksa. That's called bitukli meichano, which we've had before. Kate said, "Yes, that's what you do. Yaniach shamitaso ushulchano. Go bring your table over there. Va'al yaoso adela fufan of grafsheri. Then that's dripping." This dripping juice or whatever on the floor is gross. It's bothersome. You don't want him to make the floor all muddy. I mean, who are they nowadays? You know, if it drips on the floor, it gets all sticky and gross. Also, if she's smiley a kli, lo yisur kenu b'kli acher. Don't put it into a different kli. Because the back is going to be bitul kli meichano. El marika b'tochal gigis, you can go ahead and pour it back into the gigis. Shazavu hamashki mivenu, and then that way you could save it. Shemivutelas meichana arimashkim shaba mishemashkim shazavu, that you can pour it back into the gigis that dripped down. Now we're not talking about here where it's over, where it's like. Pouring out, just some, there was some juice at the bottom that you wanted to catch, and so it's dripping out, so therefore, you pour it back into the barrel, and then anyway, that kli is bitul meichano, it's mukta, because of the, whatever other grape juice is in there that flowed out on Shabbos. Anyway, you can't move it because it's mukta. So therefore, you're allowed to put, so therefore, hu adin if you had another kli which was, already a bitul meichano with all his books of stuff in it. So let's say you have water dripping or some sort of you know books of water dripping or something into a bucket. You guess you would be allowed to go ahead, and if you're sitting there, you're allowed to go ahead and pour it into a different bucket, which was. Has other muksa water. And another way that they say you to deal with it is if you put water in the bottom, or other grape juice in the bottom, in this case here, then it's in the bottle, each drop goes in and becomes bottle, so therefore it doesn't become muksa. This is the brought down the Mishnah Berurah. Even if in the end there's only a little bit of, let's say you have water dripping down from a leak or something like that, which could be mukta, or from an air conditioner, shalom nola, and all these, whatever it is. So therefore, if you put a bucket with water in it, so then that's not biblically meichanon because there's already water in it, and isn't the water, even though it ends up filling the whole bucket, but it becomes, we say kama bottle in this case, which would not make it into biblically meichanon.
Isn't the issue here is that you shouldn't pour it into another kli in order to save it because it's valuable to you?
Right, but
you can take the thing itself.
You can pick it up. You're allowed to pick it up and put it back into the original one because we were matu to put it here. So it's not bitukli mehichano, since it's graf shari. It's not called bitukli mehichano, but to pour it into a different kli somewhere else is the mevatel that kli.
You can pour it down the drain.
L'chore, you'd be allowed to pour it down the drain. Yeah, if you have something there, yeah, you'd be allowed to pour it down the drain. Nispazil peres mechotzer. Let's say you have fruit scattered in the chotzer. Echad hena ve'echad hena all around the, all around the your chotzer or your mepeset, whatever your house. Malakit ma'at ma'at ma'oichel. You're allowed to pick a bit up and eat it. Lo yitein l'socha sal, lo socha kupa. You can't take a basket and gather everything up. Yinavu makum echad. If the all spilled, if it's all in one spot, no sin afilu socha sal. You can just pick it up. LMK nafu sok svaros afriyos shebachotzer. Let's say it fell in the dirt. Sh'az malakit echad echad ve'oichel. Then you can have then the shalom borer. So then you can then you have to take each one and eat it. Lo yitin the socha sal, socha kupa, because that's a shiloh of borer. Discussion about what's the isra over here. Some say it's doma to ma'amer. Which is one of the issue in the chotzer, not in if you're outside, not in your house. Some say it's because of tirchi yisera. So therefore, some people say that if your kids took your the thing of Lego and had some fun and threw it scattered all over your living room, and you have to go ahead and pick up piece, it's a shiloh next tirchi yisera, and therefore, it's a problem to clean it up. The Eitzah, they say, is if you take a broom and you sweep everything in a big pile, then it's not tircha yaseira. Then you can go ahead and pick it up. The problem is going down, going around, picking up every little piece. You know, so that's tircha yaseira. The other shaila is in shul. There's a discussion about throwing candies in shul. So you know why a kid comes with the bag, picks everything, you know, starts get running around gathering them. It's also the same issue. That they say that, you know, they're matur because it's not again, it's usually all first of all in place. If it's scattered around anyway, it's take to be oichel. It's not each kid, you know, it wouldn't be a tircha yaseira, but it's still better to put everything in one spot. We can't, don't climb trees, whether they're lach or yovish, because they need limbo, mishtamshim, mechuber the karker clog, zemishim, yalav, yitlosh, you might come to go ahead and go and pull a branch off. Allah be'ilam b'shabbos, if you climb the tree on Shabbos, b'shogeg, mutaleh, he didn't realize it was a zasser, or, you know, so then he's allowed to go down, amazed, or he didn't realize it was Shabbos already, amazed, also leirid, if he went up on purpose, that he has to stay there. For all Shabbos, obviously if he can't, that's a different issue. There's a discussion about can he just jump down. The problem also is later, he can't go down the tree, climb down the tree. There's a discussion, can he just jump down? If he went up before Shabbos, he's allowed to go down after it gets dark. That's only if he meant to come down before Shabbos. If he planned to stay up there, yeah, treehouse, whatever, stay up there, you know, through Shabbos, and he realized, wait a second, now I have to do this, he knows he's not allowed to do that, then we're kindness him to enjoy the Shabbos service in the tree. Hagav, adafka adam sha'al sham, only person who climbed up there, v'aniach sham chefetz, v'b'yom, but let's say he hung a chepitz, so hung something on the tree, but you know, also litlo misham b'Shabbos. It's also to take it off on Shabbos, because it's also taking it off on Shabbos is also called mishtamish. Even though you're not leaning on it or anything like that, but that's called being mishamish in the Elon. The famous story with the stipler that when he was in the Russian army or whatever, Siberia, whatever, wherever he was stationed. So there was one coat for the soldiers to let stand watch, and they hung the coat on the tree. So, on Shabbos. So, obviously there was no, you know, Machmud Tsar, I mean, talk about frozen Russia, he was allowed to take it, but he himself was Machmud himself, okay, it's halacha here, I can't, Ishtamish be'ilah, and then he pushed it off, you know, whatever, his famous mitzvah. Yeah. Famous. This is talking about a tree. If it's some sort of reeds or something like that, or large grasses or weeds, you're allowed to use them even though they're attached to the ground. The gzera was on a tree. Roots which are you know, grow up above the ground more than three tvachim. Also, the ishtamish, we can't sit on it. Pachos mikan, mutal the ishtamish, behind you are allowed to use it. Karka chashivi, anything thinkable tzvachim is called karka, and be allowed to stand on it, sit on it, whatever you want. If they're coming from top and they're going down, like a loop or whatever, welcome shagvoim shosha asur. Whether it's more than shalosh, it's also. Welcome shengvoim shosha mutarim, it doesn't, you know, then whatever, the fiyinian. Let's say there's like a space underneath. Even if it's on one side, there's no chalal. There's no space. And it's equal to the ground. Also, because then it's also called. Or as Mishabur explains, if the ground is higher on one side, since one side is three tefachim and the ground like slopes up, this whole part of the tree is considered, this whole root is called is called above Gimel Tvachim would be, and it's also to sit on that part, on that root. Mutter leilach agav yasavim, it's mutter to walk on grass, veinachim and yaveshim, whether it's moist or dry. Kivan she'enu miskavin litlosh. There's no kavana of to be tolish, even though grass can break off. There's no kavana. Mr. Burr brings an interesting chumrah that even if you walk barefoot along grass, it's not a psik resha. However, if they're very long, he says you shouldn't run on them. It's because it's no right. Well, let's see the second one. Because it's over shein miskaven. It's a psik resha. Our chashulchan says we shouldn't make up halachos. Quotes Mishnah Berurah says we shouldn't make up halachos stam out of our own svaras. And you don't have to worry about it. If the chazal weren't worried about it, you don't have to worry about it. So there's a machlokus over here. Mishnah Berurah says you should be machmir with long grass if you can. If you're having your suda in the park or in your whatever, you can't do until it's a dime on top of the grass. Shemashkim oisam, that's watering them. Wait a second, I just want to wash my hands. Psik resha, that's a classic case of psik resha, that you're watering the plants. If you want to pour your Pepsi or your Coke on the plants, that would be fine. That would probably kill them. Let's say it's Erev Pesach Chalios B'Shabbos. You have a great idea. I'm going to go eat in the park. Don't do that. If you're using any water there, it's very hard to. You know, it might come to psik resha. Kid spills his cup, water on the grass, and that would be usher. Yizar melhashlich zroim b'makom yuidas kshamim. You shouldn't throw seeds. We're not talking about roasted sunflower seeds, because those don't sprout. But any sort of seeds, beans, anything like that, in a place where it's moist, wet, shosef will not smiach, because they will eventually will grow. There's a famous chakira mechasinuch about what happens if a person does do that and then collects them after Shabbos, because it takes a few days for them to sprout, to grow root and to sprout. So he has a suffix about that. A bit of a chokis achron, going back and forth with the lumdis. Some say it is, you can't take it. Some say that the whole point is that since it's a sofa, since it's roi latzmiach, so therefore, the malacha was already chal. Shmos v'shulchan aruch could be a bit like that. V'im yashich ha-tarnagolim, lo yashich el kashir sheyokul b'bayon. If you throw seeds out for chickens, only put out exactly what they're going to eat that day, because then they'll finish it. You have to be stomach on the fact that they'll eat it. Liyomayim, that they'll eat it before 3 days, it's going to start sprouting, so as long as it's going to be finished before then. V'im hu v'makam dvisas ragli adam, if it's in a place where people walk, then it's not going to be sprout, so it's okay to feed the chickens there. If you have some sort of kli that there is like moss or some sort of like plants like grew on it, milachos a kli chashuvim kimechubarim, they're considered mechuber lekarka v'atol shon chayev, because that's its karka, and therefore taking them off the kli is considered the koyter tlisha, it's chayev. Asavim shetachvam v'alfar yibayom, if you put like some sort of grass or leaf something in the ground, eishu lachim, or like onion, things like that, so they should stay moist before we have fridges. Mutter lechos ba'alim, let's see, and you're allowed to take the leaves and pull them out. We had this by Hills Mukse and Talmo and Hatmana. Who should look at Shrishu? As long as they didn't like grow roots. Vegan Tarash in a road to Vashashasan. Also, you don't want it to start growing a plant there. But when you're scabbing the Zriya, also, you put an onion there, you want to go ahead and grow an onion, grow some onions, and you realize, I need an onion for the salad, then it's also to take it out. Also, litzlosh afilu me'altis she'ino nakov. It's also to go ahead and to take out plants, even in a me'altis she'ino nakov, the, altis nakov, The issue of Otzitz Nakov is that it gets unika, that even though it's not directly on the ground, but we say that it gets, Chazal say that it gets some sort of nutrients from the ground, if there's a hole, so there's also Tlisha, but they're running even by also She'eno Nakov. And we'll stop here.
That and